From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. British police have arrested a Birmingham man under the Terrorism Act just days after the UK raised its terror alert to severe. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston is in London and brings us this report.
The West Midlands Counterterrorism Unit arrested the 30-year-old man early this morning. The CTU said he was suspected of having materials that could be of use to a terrorist. The arrest comes 4 days after the UK raised its terror alert. A severe alert means authorities believe an attack is likely. West Midlands police said today's arrest was not specifically related to the raised threat level. NPR reported yesterday that Scotland Yard was tracking a suspect in Birmingham who had a connection to Umar Farouk Abdulmutallab, the Nigerian at the center of an alleged plot to bring down a U.S. plane on Christmas Day. Police wouldn't say whether the man arrested today was linked to that plot. Under UK terrorism laws, investigators have up to 48 hours to question suspects before charging, releasing, or asking to detain them longer. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News, London.
More details are emerging following yesterday's crash of an Ethiopian Airlines flight shortly after takeoff from Beirut, Lebanon. 90 people were on board. Don Duncan reports from Beirut that Lebanese Transportation Minister Ghazi Aridi has said the crash could be due to the airline pilot's failure to follow orders from the control tower.
The plane took off in rough weather, and the investigation now shows that the pilots failed to heed navigation instructions coming from the control tower. The Lebanese Transportation Minister told reporters this morning that Flight 409 made a very fast and strange turn before disappearing from the radar. Lebanon is scrambling for answers to yesterday's airline crash that has so far yielded no survivors. Rescue efforts are still underway today, with victims' bodies being pulled from the waters and airline debris and remnants of the lost lives washing ashore. Dolls, shoes and airline seating, among other things. The Boeing 747-800 series that crashed yesterday is a relatively new plane. This one went into service in 2002. And Ethiopian Airlines has one of the best safety records of all African carriers. This is their third crash since commencing service in 1970. For NPR News, I'm Don Duncan in Beirut.
President Obama tells ABC TV today that he's well aware of his critics a day before he delivers his first State of the Union address. But Mr. Obama also asserts many politicians think their job is to get reelected, and he says he disagrees.
That's not our job description. I will not slow down in terms of going after the big problems that this country faces. I am not backing off the need for us to tackle these big problems in a serious way.
The president says Republicans already panning ideas they think will be in his State of the Union address should save their reactions until they hear it. This is NPR News. President Obama has been pushing for a second term for Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke. A Senate vote is considered likely this week. Critics have been lining up from both the conservative and liberal sides, but the Senate's number two Democrat, Richard Durbin, says he supports Bernanke.
He is battle-tested. And I think that we need his steady hand and his good mind to bring us forward out of this recession to a growing economy.
Durbin says Bernanke prevented an even worse financial crisis than the one that has occurred. President Obama's 2008 election opponent, Republican John McCain of Arizona, says he plans to vote against Bernanke. Fellow church members of a slain doctor who provided abortions testified against the man accused of killing Dr. George Tiller at church. Scott Roeder is being tried on charges of first-degree murder and aggravated assault. From member station KMUW in Wichita, Kansas, Carla Eccles reports.
Roeder publicly admitted killing Dr. Tiller, saying he did so to save unborn children. He has pleaded not guilty. Gary Heppner, an usher at Tiller's church, testified he had seen Roeder at previous services. Heppner testified that he saw Roeder come into the church foyer and walk up to Dr. Tiller.
He just walked up, put the gun, boom, shot him. Point blank, right inside of his head.
Heppner testified that he ran after Roeder following the shooting, but stopped when Roeder threatened to shoot him and another usher. Roeder's public defenders have yet to make their opening statements, but are expected to try to build a case for a conviction of voluntary manslaughter. For NPR News, I'm Carla Eccles in Wichita.
The rating agency Standard & Poor's is threatening to downgrade Japan's credit. This is NPR News.